Hello, one and all. Welcome to For the Love of God. On today's podcast, we're going to think a little bit. And what I mean is this is going to be more of a food for thought. So, what do you think you need? Like, what do you think you cannot do without? What do you depend on so bad that without it, life can't go on? I'm not talking about food, water, and air, of course, but keep this in mind. We'll come back to that. And the thing you need sometimes can be a good thing, like money, career, or even your spouse. You know the romantic songs like If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys talking about everything means nothing if I ain't got you. These songs are usually expressive of how much you need that someone. There are songs about money that way too. I'm pretty sure you were breathing without them being by your side, talking about how do I breathe without you here by my side. Like you were breathing before you met her, Mario. I'm saying all this to say we need to pay attention to what we depend so heavily on or where we think we get our worth. Where are we placing our identity? What if money was taken away from us? In this scenario, let's say we are rich, so our riches or our talent were taken away from us. So sports, music, art, etc. Or a status, like we're married or a parent or anything. Like, do we end up losing ourselves when these things are taken away? Let's be honest with ourselves. I mean, we love to say our identity is in Christ and our total dependency is in Christ. I would love to say that it is, but is it? We have to live like it is. Like in Acts 17:28a, which is the first part, it says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." Without Christ, we ought to feel like fish out of water and empty. We cannot do anything without him, but with him, we have everything. The lyrics in the song, "This is the Air I Breathe" by Michael W. Smith. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. We need to be desperate for him. We need to be lost without him. Our total dependency needs to be in Jesus. And Jesus does compare himself to these things that we need to survive in the physical. Remember the food, water, and air? Well, God is the air we breathe. The Holy Spirit and breath are the same word in Hebrew. Ruach. Hope I said that right. His breath is life. And the reason we live is because it is his breath in our lungs. In Genesis, we see this. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." Genesis 2 verse 7, the breath of life. He's also the bread of life. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." John 6, 35, "We shall never thirst because he is also the living water." See, he's everything we need to survive. And not only to survive, but also to have abundant life. See, whatever is real in the spiritual is also real in the natural in regards to the survival. But of course, Jesus would give us abundant life because he always goes above and beyond. He is God. And that's the everything else that shall be added to us when we seek first the kingdom of God. Now, abundant life is not only finance related, but also love, joy, peace, and hope to the overflow that only comes from him. Now, we really need to believe this in order to live it because we live out what we believe. Like, we can say we have faith, but when the test comes and there's no action to support it, in that moment, it speaks. We all know the saying, action speaks louder than words, and that is so true. I can give you one way of showing that our dependence is on God or what that looks like. So we need to allow him to be our guide and actually obey. I know it's nice to say, "Lord, order my steps," but we need to actually believe it and obey when he tells us to do it. So how do we do it? We invite the Holy Spirit to order our steps by acknowledging him in all our ways. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Proverbs 3, verse 6. What does that look like? So I'm going to put it practically. That looks like praying in the morning as soon as you wake up, praying that God protects you going out and coming in as you sit in your car or on the bus or any transportation. And when you arrive at your destination, thanking Him. It is literally being aware of Him each step of the way in our day, every day. It's total dependence on Him. So prayer at this point is not an option. It is a requirement when you depend on God. Jesus said, when you pray, and He said that several times in Matthew 6 from verse 5 to 6. Not if you pray, but when. Because prayer shows dependency. So let's think about it. Is Jesus who we really can't live without, or is it something else? Think about it. Thank you for joining me on For the Love of God. See you next time.